Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, September 5th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Joe Daniel. Joe is our new student ministry intern, and I can't wait for you to hear more about him at the end of the podcast. But first, thank you for reading God's Word for us today.
Well, thank you for having me. Today's reading is from Isaiah 13, 1 through 9, Acts 5, 33 through 42, and Psalm 55, 22. And this is in the ESV. Starting in Isaiah 13, 1 through 9, the oracle concerning Babylon, which Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw. On a bare hill, raise a signal, cry aloud to them. Wave the hand for them to enter the gates of the nobles. I myself have commanded my consecrated ones, and have summoned my mighty men to execute my anger, my proudly exulting ones. The sound of a tumult is on the mountains, as of a great multitude, the sound of an uproar of kingdoms, of nations gathering together. The Lord of hosts is mustering a host for battle. They come from a distant land, from the end of the heavens. The Lord and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Wail, for the day of the Lord is near. As destruction from the Almighty it will come. Therefore all hands will be feeble, and every human heart will melt. They will be dismayed. Pangs and agony will seize them. They will be in anguish like a woman in labor. They will look aghast at one another. Their faces will be aflame. Our second passage is Acts 5, 33 through 42. When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them. But a Pharisee in the council named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law held in honor by all the people, stood up and gave orders to put the men outside for a little while. And he said to them, "Men of Israel, take care what you are about to do with these men. For before these days, Theudas rose up, claiming to be somebody, and a number of men, about 400, joined him. He was killed, and all who followed him were dispersed and came to nothing. After him, Judas, the Galilean, rose up in the days of the census and drew away some of the people after him. He too perished, and all who followed him were scattered. So in the present case, I tell you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this undertaking is of man, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You might even be found opposing God." So they took his advice, and when they had called in the apostles, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. Then they left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. And every day, in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching that the Christ is Jesus. The third reading is from Psalm 55, verse 22, which says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved."
Thank you so much, Joe, for joining the podcast and for reading for us so beautifully. We want to get to know you a little bit better. First of all, where did you grow up? Tell us about your siblings and your family.
Yeah, sure. So I actually grew up in Mountain Brook. I went to Brookwood Forest Elementary, went through the junior high before all the renovations, the high school before all the renovations, graduated in 2019. I have a younger brother who just graduated back in 2024 and an older sister who graduated back in 2016. And they're both off kind of doing their own thing right now. My sister is working for Highlands College right now with her husband. And my brother is currently at Lee University in Tennessee.
And your dad is a dentist in town, right?
He is. He is. So he owns Daniel Dentistry, has so for about 25 years. It was in Cahaba Heights. It's now in Inverness. So gotta put a little plug in there.
That's right. And your mom, tell us about her.
Yes. My mom, she works with my dad, and she was a full-time stay-at-home mom when I was growing up. And right now she is playing a lot of tennis. Right now they're empty nesters, so they're kind of getting into some other passion projects, all that kind of stuff. My dad's getting into, you know, radio operating, and, you know, just he's a bit of a nerd. He loves, you know, just getting into a bunch of different things like woodworking, blacksmithing, that kind of thing. And
sounds very talented.
Oh yes, oh yes. He's a jack of all trades for sure.
And now we want to hear about Mackenzie and Scotty.
Oh, for sure. So what is there not to tell about? I mean, my wife and I, we dated for a year and a half before we got engaged. We were engaged for 6 months and then got married on our second anniversary of our first date. A little poetic there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So July 1st, 2023 was our wedding. And so we've been married for 2 years, and now little Scotty's here. She's about 10 weeks old.
And I heard earlier, she's already rolling over, has such a personality.
Yes, personality indeed. She's definitely getting a lot more chatty. She's just a joy to have around. I mean, I love being able to come home and like she wakes up from her nap and she recognizes me and she smiles and all that kind of stuff. So being a new dad is quite a surreal experience, and I didn't think I'd be experiencing it this early. At 24 years old, but it is, it really is something that God has just blessed both Mackenzie and I with. And I love it so much.
Let's do a few get to know you kind of fun questions. What is your favorite gas station snack?
So if I'm on a road trip, I will typically go with a Slim Jim or some sort of beef jerky with a Monster energy drink. I only have energy drinks when I'm on a road trip. That's the only time just to stay awake. That's right.
What is a way that you like to decompress?
It's kind of been changing throughout the years, but I think right now it's reading. I love reading for fun now. I never thought I'd say that.
You are getting old, Joe. Just kidding.
I right now I'm reading for school. And that's, you know, that's kind of most of my leisure time. So.
And do you have a favorite childhood memory?
Oh, man. I would have to say it was the couple times that we went to Disney World and Universal Studios and all that kind of stuff. Loved going and seeing like the Harry Potter resort, and I loved going to see all like the superhero stuff, riding the Tower of Terror, like all that kind of stuff. Doing that with my family was always such a fun time.
How did you come to faith in Christ, and what has your journey with him been like?
So growing up, I grew up in a Christian household. My family went to Church of the Highlands starting in about 2002, so in the early days of the church. And so I've never known a household that didn't love the Lord. When I became a teenager around 15, 16, I realized that I needed to make my faith my own. And I also just kind of realized how, you know, insecure I really was, like just trying to figure out who I am, where I fit in. And what I realized is that, you know, Christ was able to offer me something that I had truly, you know, never, I don't think I've felt before, which was just like this true acceptance for who he created me to be. And so from that day onward, I was just floored to serve the Lord. And I think at that same time as well, I think I received a calling to ministry, though I didn't know at the time what that would look like.
And you hinted just now that you're reading for school, and I know that you went to Highlands College and now you're at Beeson. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that progression.
Yeah, so went to Highlands College. It was a 2-year program at the time, and it's a 4-year program now. So I finished up my undergrad with Southeastern University. That's in Lakeland, Florida. So I did my last 2 years online, which was really fun. But now I'm at Beeson Divinity School, and it's all in person, and I love it. It's the classmates that I have, the challenging classes that I get to take, all of these things. I'm in my third year. In the past 2 years, a whole new world has just been opened up to me with theology, church history, learning new forms of biblical interpretation, everything. It's just I'm floored by it, and I feel like really God's really using that to blossom something within me.
What is or was one of your favorite classes?
Oh, man. It would have to be any of my history and doctrine classes. I think it might have just been the professors that I had that made the class extremely intriguing and at times entertaining. But I would love to say, I love studying the history of the church, going all the way back to the church fathers all the way up until modern day. I'm done with my history and doctrine sequence, which is kind of sad, but I loved especially actually H&D 2, where we studied Catholic theology and the run-up to the Reformation and all that kind of stuff.
And who was your professor?
That would be Dr. Linebaugh. So he, very, very smart guy. I forget, he also teaches, I believe, Greek as well over at Beeson. He made church history really come to life in that class.
You've been on staff at Mount Brook Baptist for a few months now in our student ministry. What excites you about students and helping them grow in their faith?
Yeah, so I just have such a huge heart for the next generation. I really enjoy getting to see students, especially middle school and high school, grow in their relationship with God and in knowledge of the scriptures. I've been part of student ministry now since about 2021, whether through internships or through different jobs. And so I've seen countless students come to know the Lord for the first time, grow in their relationships, all those different things. And it feels like the first time, you know, the first day being on staff, you know, every day coming into work and being with these students and conversing with them and, you know, asking about what their life is looking like right now. It's just always a fun time. I just love being in the current season that I'm in.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit about devotional practices. What is one way that you recenter your thoughts on the Lord?
Yeah, so I love my morning times. My morning devotion is central to my walk as a Christian because, you know, I could have had a hectic day the day before and then I go to sleep, I get up the next morning and I just know that is my time for me to sit down and to be with God alone because I typically get up before my wife about like 5 a.m. or so. And it's just always a good time for me to pray, to recenter myself, to go through my devotions and just to remind myself that I'm serving a God who is so good, a God who has provided for me in years past, and he will always provide for me going into the future. So
is there a specific sequence or plan that you use in your time?
So it's looked different throughout the years. I used to follow a yearly Bible plan. Then I went to journaling my prayers every day. And right now my devotions are centered around Bible study. So I'm studying through different books that intrigue me. Right now I'm going through Galatians, and I've been just studying the way that Tim Keller was taught. I've read his biography by Colin Hanson, and in that book it showed how Tim Keller's kind of mentor who taught him how to read the Bible taught him, and I took those notes, and now I use it in my morning devotion.
What are a couple of the steps?
First, you know, you kind of read through the passage one time, just kind of for enjoyment's sake. You just kind of soak everything in. You pause for a minute, and then you read it a second time. This time, you're taking down notes, marking what happened, who was in it, when did this happen, why did it happen, and then from there, you develop questions. You know, why did this happen? You know, why did Paul say this? This seemed pretty unhinged. Why did he say that? You know. And then from there, you can go to commentaries to kind of answer those questions. And then you develop a paraphrase, like you kind of paraphrase the passage for yourself. And then from there, you can write an outline if you wanted to, or, you know, then you move on to interpretation. Like, okay, here's, you know, within the context of the scripture, here's how it's situated, and here's what this kind of would mean. And then there's the application at the very end, like, this is what it means for me. So it's always it always proves to be a lot more fruitful than my previous study methods. So, yeah.
I'm very intrigued by that as well. Is there a certain passage right now that is constantly on repeat in your mind, or you're meditating on it a lot right now?
Yeah. So I've been meditating on James 2, specifically James 2:18. And it says, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. I think that passage to some may be confusing, discouraging even. But for me, I've been just intrigued by how our faith looks outwardly. So we all agree that we are saved through faith in Christ, and that he died for our sins. We are saved by his grace through that. But I'd say that that faith looks like something. And what that looks like is what are you going to do with this faith that you've received? And it just, honestly, it encourages me because I now get to get up every day and I get to say, man, thank goodness that I get to do something with this faith that I've been given. You know, Christ has done so much for me. He died on the cross for me. He rose from the dead and has given me a chance to participate in eternal life. What am I going to do about that? Who am I going to tell about that? How can I serve my family today to represent that? All these different things. So it's kind of like a coach talking to his player. You got to work for this, you know. For me, it's just very encouraging.
Amen. We are so grateful for God's word and how it works on our hearts. And we're grateful for you, Joe, and for your ministry here at Mountain Brook Baptist. And we look forward to this season of ministry. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Of course. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much that you've given us your word, which never returns void. God, thank you that you give us an opportunity every single day to exercise our faith. God, thank you for a place like Mountain Brook Baptist that gives us the opportunity to serve the people of Mountain Brook. Thank you for the students that we get to serve, the people that we get to serve. God, I just pray that you would bless the relationships that are being formed and that continue to be formed week in and week out. Lord, thank you for this podcast that can go out to many different people and encourage them in the scriptures. And God, I pray that this word that you've given us today would seep deep in our hearts and that we would know that you are a God that works out all of your plans for our benefit and for your glory. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.